This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Annie and I spent 18 and a half years at one church when we began our ministry in Columbus, Ohio. 18 and a half years. That's a long time today. Now, maybe years ago, that wasn't a long time for a single ministry, but it was for us. And people have asked while we were there, and people asked many times since then, why were you 18 and a half years in Columbus, Ohio? Do you really got a thing for Columbus? I mean, and there's no geographical loyalty on our part. Columbus is one of the fastest growing cities, or maybe one of the few growing cities in the state of Ohio metro areas. It's growing. But we didn't have any particular geographical loyalty or leaning toward Columbus that kept us there for 18 and a half years. May I tell you one little thing that happened my first month that I think had something to do with us staying 18 and a half years? I think it was a subconscious thing. I really do. But a spiritual thing as well. Our first month there, having no idea how many years we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, one of the elders who recruited us to come there said this: Randy, regardless of how long you and Annie are here, whether you're here 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20, 25, he said, we don't know, and you don't know, and that was right. He was absolutely right. He said, we want you to be able to leave here saying, it was a positive experience. We want you to be able to move on to wherever you go after your ministry here. It turned out to be Texas. We moved to Dallas, Texas from there. But he said, we want it to be a positive experience, and we want you to leave with a good feeling about your memories here. You don't know the impression that made on me as a young minister. We want it to be a positive experience. And I think personally that had something to do with our staying there 18 and a half years, because he said, we want this to be something positive in your life, not something negative. We don't want you to look back and say, boy, what a bummer that was 18 and a half years were. That was awful. Man, I'm glad we're gone from there. No, we want it to be a positive experience. Why are you talking about that? Today, we're looking at the role of elder in the New Testament church as told by the Apostle Paul to a young minister named Titus. The word elder means overseer or shepherd. Shepherd's actually a great word. It's a shepherd of the flock, and the church is referred to as a flock. And the leaders of that local flock are what biblically are referred to as elders. And Paul says to Titus, a young minister like Timothy, who we studied for weeks and weeks, said, here are the qualifications. Here are the qualities you want to see in an elder. It begins exactly where I left off last week, verse 5, chapter 1. The reason I left you in Crete — Crete's an island south of Greece, it's a part of Greece now politically — the reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint or ordain elders in every town as I directed you. An elder must be blameless. We'll talk about what that means, because he mentions it twice. Blameless doesn't mean perfect. It means something else. I'll tell you in a minute. An elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer, an elder, or shepherd is entrusted with God's work, he must be blameless, not overbearing. Interesting word. We'll talk about what that means. Not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent. Violent? Yeah, violent. We'll talk about what that means. Not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined.
Well, last week and this week, just two messages from the book of Titus that we're attaching to the latest series from 2 Timothy called Final Words. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.